Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
The Doctor is In. It's sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. This is Dr. Jim Adams. He is the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine. I saw the story, I passed it, and then I saw it again, and I glazed over it because I thought, this cannot be true. Somebody did not take a tooth and put it in someone's eye and allow this person to see. But indeed, it's true, right, Doc?
It is true. It's a rare procedure. Only a few doctors can do this kind of procedure, but absolutely.
Okay, so I don't really understand, other than they said they pulled, I don't know, wisdom tooth, or Steve was joking, saying an eye tooth, and they use that so that the eye doesn't reject a new lens?
So, yeah, this is a young man whose corneas were permanently damaged, and he had cornea transplants, and his immune system kept attacking the cornea transplants, and so he was blind because his eye could not be repaired. It just kept attacking. So so he was a person who rarely qualified for this. So they took one of his teeth and took a sliver of it and implanted it in his cheek so it covered in skin. And then this served as a scaffolding that they could put a lens inside this and put the teeth and the lens into his eye. And so his body would not reject the teeth and the skin. It was his. And then the artificial cornea would stay in place and he could see again. So it's miraculous. It's complex. But yep, teeth are in his eye
and
serving as scaffolding.
Did it happen in the U.S.?
I think he probably got this done in Canada, but there are only a handful of ophthalmologists in the world who can do this, and there's a few in the United States, but it's a very rare procedure.
We found out today there is a 4-year-old in the suburbs who has measles, and they traveled through O'Hare's International Terminal on September 11th. As we know, measles can hang in the air for, 4 hours or something?
Yeah. It's the most infectious disease. You can get it from the air. You can just walk through, and it can linger for hours. It's really dangerous, and we hate to see that.
And this child was not vaccinated, and as we know, childhood vaccination rates are starting to backslide, correct?
No, it's such a shame. Yes, we were, 97-98%. It's great herd immunity, but now 2/3 of the states, 68%, or the states are below 95% for childhood vaccinations. So now it puts us at risk for these diseases to spread.
Mayo Clinic and several other headlines talking about the hidden causes of heart attacks in younger adults. When we're talking younger adults, are we talking in their 30s or their 40s or what?
Well, under 65. So under 65 is young these days, but there's a good study with the Mayo Clinic and a Rochester Epidemiology Project that looked at almost 1,500 heart attacks in men and women under age 65. And for 68% of them overall, it was from the typical plaque buildup that causes the heart attacks and the clogs. But for women under 65, it was very interesting because the majority of the heart attacks were not caused from these clogged plaques. The majority were from other causes. The most common of these other causes was a coronary artery dissection where the artery splits. And so it heightened attention for these alternative causes for heart attacks in women.
And if you have a dissection like that, very rare that you would recover, right?
No, you can recover. So we'd still got to come to emergency, still got to go to the catheterization lab. And then many times it's just treated with anticoagulation or other treatments, but the cardiologist can see it on catheterization. But many times it is treatable.
And Dr. Adams, what is this stuff about kissing bugs? Another article I didn't even want to click on, but it is everywhere.
Yeah, so there's a certain type of insect that was in Central and South America that could transmit this parasite. And these bugs would live inside the walls. Now, they like adobe huts, they like mud huts, but they also like warm weather and to live in the cracks in walls. So homes that have a lot of cracks in it, they like that. but they really like to live close to humans because at night they come out and would bite humans on the face around the lips.
Ugh.
And that's why it's called the kissing bug. Yeah, super, a little gross. But it would bite by the lips, and people would swat it away and rub. But when they would rub because that bug would have a parasite, and that they would often rub the parasite into the little bit of wound. Then the person would get an infection. Eyelids would swell, sometimes a fever or swollen lymph nodes. Rarely is it diagnosed at that point, but then it stays in the system for 10, 20 years and can poison the heart, poison the digestive tract, and create very severe complications, you know, a decade or two later. That's Chagas disease. So, yeah, it's we're seeing the insects in the United States. We're not seeing a lot of the insects carrying that parasite yet, but that's the worry, is will this happen in the United States?
Oh, thank you so much for covering that for us. We always appreciate when you join the show.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Dr. Jim Adams, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine.